raise your hand if you lost something this summer.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Raise your hand. That's right. Me too. Maybe it was a hat, a water bottle, a towel, a piece of clothing, a pair of sunglasses. Maybe you even lost your keys. Hmm? Go ahead. Raise your hand. Show them up. Be loud and proud. It's shocking. So as we look around, we're going to realize that everyone in this room has lost something this summer. I know that none of the parents sitting here are surprised by this. We've all been scrolling through parent messages since you all came home from camp, you know, all about like, oh, my child didn't come home with their favorite pillow. My kid's raincoat probably got packed in the wrong suitcase. My kid's box of magic cards is missing from their luggage. Anybody else reading all those Facebook posts? Every day after camp, there were multiple messages about the things that were lost or left behind. And now that school is back in session, I bet those lost and found items or boxes are filling up as well. The lunchbox that didn't make it back into the backpack, the umbrella that was left hanging on the chair, the sweatshirt that you insisted your child bring to school because the classroom might not be warm enough, and so they never wore it, and then it's still sitting at the school. Yeah, all of those things that we lost. Kids, don't worry. You're not the only ones who lose things. Grown-ups do it too. We lose our glasses, our keys, our luggage, sometimes our minds, and who knows what else. And while we know it happens, we get quite frustrated when we lose something. We blame ourselves for not paying attention, for not being careful. We think losing something means that we're irresponsible, and we put ourselves down. Turns out, Jewish law was very concerned with what happens when someone loses something. So concerned, in fact, that the rabbis of the Talmud discuss in great detail what you should do if you should find property that isn't yours. They debate how to get every piece of property back to its owner, whether it's a cow, a piece of corn, a set of keys. And they also discuss when it is and is not appropriate to keep trying. They create a mitzvah, an obligation around the idea of returning lost items to people. They believe it is essential that we do everything we can to return objects to people. Maybe the rabbis understood just how frustrating and upsetting it can be to lose something, even something as seemingly replaceable as a pair of sunglasses. But our sages were also concerned with indifference. We shouldn't ignore a lost object. And sometimes we're worried about a difference when it comes to losing that object as well, right? We worry that our children are being indifferent to what is important, that they're too cavalier, that they're not responsible enough, they're not focused enough. We lose things and we blame people or ourselves for not paying enough attention. I definitely agree. It is frustrating when we lose something, especially something important. Carelessness with our property is not something any of us should value or appreciate. But I disagree that losing something means we are indifferent. I don't think that a left behind water bottle or a forgotten shoe means that someone didn't care or wasn't paying attention. Maybe they were paying attention to something else. It's true that when something is lost, we are not paying attention, at least not to that particular object. Instead, we were paying attention to the broader world around us. Maybe we lost a water bottle because we were so deeply engaged with meaningful conversation with our friends that we left behind the thing that was less important. Maybe we lost a towel because we were so excited to tell our parents about the amazing new skill we learned that day at the pool as soon as they picked us up. Maybe we lost our hat because we put it down and when we realized how much we wanted everyone to see our smile. We get caught up in what we lost. We think too much about what we've left behind, what we need, what we have to replace. But when we do that, we forget to notice and give kavod to the truly irreplaceable items that we have gained along the way. The only item we ever have to be worried about losing is ourselves. Because everything else we will lose gives room in our lives for something else bigger, bolder, brighter. Sure, my kids may have come home with a few less items in their suitcases this past summer, and my beach bag might be shy of a few towels. But our hearts, our souls, our sense of self, those things are all richer and much, much more full of smiles, connections, and memories. May this year, 5784, be made sweeter by all the things we gain. Shana Tovah.